You're listening to a CSS blog on the keys to a statement of work. Staffing master service providers like CSS vSource and their clients are leveraging SOWs for clear work agreements and mutual accountability. Statements of work are indispensable documents that staffing MSPs and their clients should complete before engaging with candidates and defining hiring goals. An SOW traditionally follows a much more general master service agreement, or MSA, which is a reusable contract adhered to by the client and the staffing MSP that it has tasked with filling roles. An MSA outlines overarching goals like general services, warranties, and indemnification, but cannot get to the granular level of oversight needed on a particular project. This is where SOWs come in. What is an SOW, and what is its purpose? SOWs are legally binding contracts between a client and a hired MSP that outlines what capital, resources, time, and considerations go into a specified project. Even though it is legally binding, SOWs are subject to change upon the mutual agreement of stakeholders if the project scope requires new or varied goals. If it turns out a client needs 5 more project managers than previously expected, the two parties can flex the SOW as needed. An SOW can be included in a request for proposal or RFP by a client or as a response to an RFP by an MSP looking to partner with the client to meet a need. The primary purpose of an SOW is to serve as an added layer of security for both the MSP and its client. It states exactly what is expected in a specified amount of time for an exact price, all of which are priorly agreed upon by all parties involved. Why you should never start a project without an SOW. SOWs, from a bird's eye view, establish price, governance, timetables, resource allocation, non-disclosure agreements, and much more that sculpt a project from inception to completion. Without an SOW, every single element mentioned above is up for debate. The client may see things one way and the MSP another, causing catastrophic miscommunication that sometimes leads to legal proceedings. Agreeing on an SOW cleans up a mess before it happens. If a going rate for a team of data analysts is agreed upon in writing at $50 per hour, the client is not blindsided by multiple resources asking for $60 per hour. In the same vein, the client can't surprise the MSP by cutting resource wages to $40 per hour. The major benefits of implementing a joint SOW. The benefits of structuring and signing an SOW are irreplaceable and give direction and clarity to all involved. As previously stated, SOWs are pre-approved and legally binding, ensuring that whatever is established for project deliverables is rock solid. Beyond the legal field, SOWs provide full transparency about processes and deadlines to stakeholders, de-silo teams who are not usually in contact, and streamline the overall planning process and pricing structure in a digestible manner. Key components to SOWs. Here is a general list of subsections found in every SOW. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but it gives a solid understanding of the most important components. 1. Project background. 2. Ultimate purpose and objectives. 3. Governance and acceptance criteria. 4. Scope of work. 5. Deliverables. 6. Timeline. 7. Estimates and payment. 8. Special requests. How to write a bulletproof SOW. A comprehensive, successful SOW is consistent with terms and includes just the right amount of detail that avoids ambiguity while giving it flex and leeway if necessary. It should read as a technically sound document with coherent terms, stated acronyms, and simple verbiage. Here is a complete list of literary guidelines for writing an SOW. Keep all sentences and sentence structure concise. Use the same action words and descriptors consistently. Include a glossary of terms in the background section to explain any niche terms and acronyms. Speaking of niche terms, limit their use as much as possible to avoid confusion. Always spell out an acronym like Statement of Work, SOW, the first time it is mentioned. Avoid open-ended statements that allow for subjective interpretation. This will cause scope creep and misinterpretation by the client, MSP, or both. include visuals like tables, charts, or graphs to give the readers another method of consumption. Schedule regular SOW formal reviews with all stakeholders to approve the document through its progressions. Partner with CSS vSource for the best MSP staffing experience on the market. Outsource your hiring needs and partner with CSS vSource to establish your contingent labor pipeline. CSS vSource offers all-inclusive managed staffing programs to align multiple vendors under one system, simplifying your recruitment process. Reach out to CSS vSource today to source and staff the best people on the market.